This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled twice today on detainees, and one of the decisions is a big one that comes at the end of a string of Supreme Court decisions involving detainees at Guantanamo Bay. The court ruled this morning that prisoners at Guantanamo do have the right to challenge their detentions in U.S. civilian courts. They can go to court to challenge they're being held. The justices ruled that by a vote of 5-4. They put out that ruling today, and they say the constitutional right of habeas corpus applies to detainees even in extraordinary times. NPR's Nina Totenberg is the voice that many people turn to pay attention to what's happening at the Supreme Court. She's on the line from there. And Nina, how does this compare to earlier Supreme Court rulings going back to 2004 about detainees?
Well, in 2004, the Supreme Court said the same thing. You've got the right to go to court. They said that for detainees. But that was a statutory decision. And Congress then changed the law of habeas corpus. It stripped the Supreme Court, basically the courts, of jurisdiction to rule on these cases and imposed a substitute that was extremely limited in one court. And the Supreme Court today said that is unconstitutional, that Congress had deprived these men of the right guaranteed in the Constitution, even to aliens held at Guantanamo.
When you say a substitute, you mean that the U.S. military was going to set up this whole different legal system to more or less try.
No, it wasn't that. The substitute was that they could go to the U.S. Court of Appeals
after losing
their so-called combat status review tribunal hearing. And what the court said is, no, that system that you've set up violates the Constitution. You either have to set up a different system, and in the meantime, these guys have been there, many of them, for 6.5 years, and you can keep doing what you were doing in Guantanamo, but an American United States federal court will review it under the normal standards to see if there is evidence justifying their incarceration.
Now, when you look at this 5-4 vote, Nina, do you see a liberal-conservative split between the justices?
Totally. The so-called liberals on one side, the so-called conservatives on the other side, and Justice Kennedy, who wrote the opinion, was the swing vote in this case. And what he said, and I'm just going to read to you what he said. The law must accord the executive substantial authority to apprehend and detain those who pose a real danger to our security. Security depends upon a sophisticated intelligence apparatus and the ability of our armed forces to act and to interdict. There are further considerations, however. Security subsists, too, in the fidelity to freedom's first principles. Chief among these is the freedom from arbitrary and unlawful restraint and personal liberty that is secured by adherence to the separation of powers. It is from these principles that the judicial authority to consider petitions for habeas corpus relief derives. Some of these petitioners have been in custody for 6 years with no definitive judicial determination as to the legality of their detention. Their access to the writ of habeas corpus is a necessity to determine the lawfulness of their status, even if, in the end, they do not obtain the relief they seek.
Okay, so you have dramatic words on one side, dramatic words on the other side from Antonin Scalia saying the nation is, quote, at war with radical Islamists, and that this decision, quote, will make the war harder on us. It'll almost certainly cause more Americans to be killed. A pretty dramatic divide there.
Justice Scalia spoke from the bench today. I think this is the third time he's done this in a Guantanamo case, in each of the Guantanamo cases. But he was, I would say, much more subdued today. It's sort of as if he knew that this was going to come out this way. And he was much more going through the routine than before, where he seemed genuinely angry.
So a third straight defeat in the Supreme Court for the administration on Guantanamo detainees, and that was not the only ruling today, Nina Totenberg.
No, there was another case involving American citizens who are detained in Iraq. We want to turn them over to the Iraqis to be tried by Iraqi courts. They went to court to say, you can't do that, you don't have a real case, and we'll be tortured if you put us in custody there. And the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that, as Chief Justice Roberts put it, reading the opinion for the court, when in Rome, you were subject to the laws of Rome. So when in Iraq, you're subject to the laws of Iraq, and we will have to be able to turn you over.
Nina, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
That's NPR's Nina Totenberg at the Supreme Court today, saying that when in Rome, you must follow the laws of Rome. And it turns out in this other decision that when at Guantanamo Bay, you must follow the laws of the United States, which has a military base there.